Hi, Michael Sparks here, and it's the AMSOIL dealer training call for our team. And today is Monday, August 10th, 2015. Appreciate you calling in tonight. We're really excited about this evening's call. I've got a preview of it since I've already listened to it, but I think it's going to be a good one. Talking about commercial business for AMSOIL dealers, this could be a great way to increase your personal commissions and build long-lasting relationships with real users of AMSOIL products. Secondly, commercial business can be somewhat intimidating for the average dealer. Therefore, any dealers that want to work in this commercial market could have less potential competition from other AMSOIL dealers. And the third thing is this marketplace has huge potential for selling lots of products. Most people concentrate on selling a couple of quarts for a motorcycle or three or four quarts for a car. Most heavy equipment commercial fleets can use up to 10 or 15 gallons per oil change. There's no problem them ordering drums or even totes. So if you're tired of dealing with quarts and cases and like to move up to the drums and totes, commercial accounts are where that's at. Tonight's call, we're going to feature two veteran AMSOIL commercial accounts that also happen to be AMSOIL dealers. Craig Hammer is a retired firefighter, AMSOIL direct jobber. He's a fleet maintenance technician for his department before he retired. He did that for many years. When he worked for that department, they used AMSOIL, all AMSOIL products and all of their equipment from two-cycle all the way up to the diesel products for the fire trucks, and including bypass filtration. Craig has many years' experience with oil analysis as well as this backs up all the data that AMSOIL puts out for us. So he'll tell you straight up how well AMSOIL products work. And I think if you listen during the call tonight, you'll understand some of the potential out there for these fleets to really save a lot of money. Gary Cooper is a lifelong truck driver. He's used AMSOIL products in his personally in his trucks for a long, long time. Upon his retirement from trucking, he took up the challenge of building an AMSOIL business. I'm sure in his experience in fleets, in particular over the road, that's an invaluable resource for him, and he's got a lot of knowledge in that area. And I think David and Carol Bell actually registered them at one of the truck shows like 15 or 20 years ago. So this guy's been using it for a long time. For the next 30 minutes, have a listen to the conversation between Craig and Gary. And by the way, this was part of a longer call which Carol Bell hosted a couple months ago at the Bell teleconference. And what I did is I thought it would be a great information and it's so good and so valuable that I wanted it to be a call on its own. So I broke that out, and this is part of that call in case you were wondering where this came from. With that, I hope everybody enjoys it. And let's hear, listen to the call here coming on momentarily.
Go ahead.
Greg, in the past, when I've talked to you at the AUs, I knew that you were into the mid-truck segment. I knew that you were, in the past, had dealt with fire departments and had worked with them. But tell me about your other mid-truck accounts.
Okay. I'm terrible. I've spent like 2 days doing an outline here, and anybody that knows me very well knows that I can't stick to an outline, so I'll probably be crossing back and forth between several subjects, so just bear with me. But maybe everybody kind of goes through this, but when I first started as an AMSOIL dealer, and my first AU was like 2006 or 2007, I can't remember which one, they said don't chase smokestacks. And I spent a lot of time talking to David and Carol about that too, and that's very tempting, especially in this market with the truck fleets, because there's trucks everywhere. And as you know, Gary, being in the trucking industry for years too, I'm no expert by any means, but I'm just kind of going to share what I've learned in the past 9 years as an AMSOIL dealer, that those big fleets, they're heavily pursued by big oil. you know, you see all that, like Snyder, you have, we have a big one here, it's called Dot Foods. They're based all around the country. They're food redistribution. I was just in their facility last night. I've got a good friend that's a shop foreman. They have 1,500 tractors working out of that facility. So it's almost mind-boggling. And when you start looking at, you know, each one of those vehicles, they're all Volvos. And, well, most Class 8s or heavy trucks hold at least 10 gallons of oil, but a lot of those are holding 13, 14 gallons each. So it's easy to get sucked into that. But that's one thing I really wanted to stress tonight is to go after the small, the owner-operator, the guy that truck is his livelihood. Kind of, I think that's the way you were, Gary. Am I correct on that?
Exactly. And that's when I met David and Carol was at the Dallas Truck Show, and I made it a regular occurrence every year after that to go by their booth and visit with them some more, and David and Carol was just instrumental in getting me. And David took such an interest in each one of his customers, but, you know, it was always a pleasure just to talk to him, but he was interested in what I was doing, which was neat. But for these smaller fleets, Craig, what AMSOIL program do these customers usually qualify for?
Well, you know, there's exceptions, as we know, in all of our programs, but most all of them will qualify for a commercial account. And, boy, they make really good commercial accounts. And the thing I find, and I think others that work in this market, which you just touched on with David, they love that one-on-one, being able to call you up and get recommendations and know you're there for them. Not like, you know, call a 1-800 mobile and you're not going to get anybody. I mean, you've got somebody that's personally invested in you and cares about your truck. And, you know, that's just huge.
It is. You know, people like the one-on-one and that, you know, you actually know something about me. And they don't get that from many other business associates. How do you find and work with these customers, Craig?
Well, and I know toward the end of the show, we're going to have a recap of the Matt show in Louisville, say it correctly. But there's truck shows all over the country. And the trade show, as David and Carol proved for years, the trade show model is an excellent way, not only in this business, not only in the truck business, but in, you know, ag shows, trade shows in general are a very good source of customers. But as we know with the trucking industry, everything we do or we have is brought to you by a truck. And there's trucks everywhere. They're in your hometown. You know, I think it's easier to have what I like about a trade show is the fact that they're coming to you. You're not having to go out and cold call on an owner-operator. It's not too bad cold calling or a small fleet, maybe 10 or 15 trucks, but you're going to start hitting resistance on the bigger fleets and stuff. So, you know, just being, you know, working on those ones and twos and, you know, family operations and that where they're really interested in saving money they'll most of the time be interested to hear what you have to say.
You know, that's something about the trucking industry also. If people think that these guys are making just a ton of money, and you get right down to it, the trucking industry is a penny industry. Anytime an owner-operator or a small fleet can cut their cost by just a very few cents, it'll add up during a year's time. And they're not out there making mega bucks. They're making just, if they can increase their profit or cut their loss by just a few cents, that makes a big difference to them. Well, Craig, what's important to a truck fleet, especially owner-operators, and what have you found would be some of their hot buttons?
Well, you know, what was really interesting, I spent some time on the phone with Mark Nyholm yesterday, and I enjoy Mark a lot. He's, as we all know, I think, and if you don't, but ones that don't, he's the director of heavy-duty products for AMSOIL. And just a real joy to talk to. He's a man of much knowledge. Even though he's a young man, he's very knowledgeable. And I take several of the trade magazines yet, even though I'm not in the trucking business anymore. I'm still close to it. I have many friends that are in the business. And so I try to keep up. But he pointed out some stuff that was, I guess I was kind of surprised at the research that AMSOIL's done. He sort of had, he had three things, and this, I'm going to tell you those three things in the order he told me that what truckers are looking for, what owner-operators, and at least this is what the, their research has shown. He says the number one thing is the protection. They want to make sure that engine, transmission, drivetrain is protected the best they can. That was his number one. Oil consumption, which I know we all, anybody that's been in this business, that is a big issue. And then, he, as we all know, or at least anybody that's worked in this market, the oil brand, you know, and I'll name a few here that you know, when anybody goes into the truck stops, you know, you're going to see your Rotella T by Shell. You're going to see your Chevron Delo 400s. Your, you know, there's several others. I just mentioned a couple there, but and for some, I guess it's the same reason people become loyal to AMSOIL. Boy, that's something you can get in a real heated debate about is brand. I mean, people are really brand loyal. So, and he wanted to make sure I stressed tonight that, you know, to make sure, you know, to always think about that. And then one point he was really, he goes to several of the truck shows and, you know, hangs around the booths and stuff at the AMSOIL booth, and then he goes to other shows. He said, "Where AMSOIL's not exhibiting," and they, you know, this, you don't really want to lead off, and I found that out personally with engine oil in this line of, well, let's say this business. It's better to come in with, you know, differential oil, you know, gear oil, hub oil, transmission oil, fuel additives, grease, and then work into the engine oil. And he also stressed is to not lead off with extended drain intervals, because that's pretty scary to most people still.
What's your thought? The thing about it is that these guys, oil change prices at the Petros and the TAs and these places where the over-the-road truck drivers go, they're just for one oil change, and they're pretty loyal to 10,000 to maybe 20,000 miles on a change.
Yeah.
Gosh, it's $350 or $400 every time. And when I had my big truck, of course, I had the bypass filtration on it, and I changed my oil every 100,000 miles. And so I saved just tremendous amounts of money. And I tried to, you know, tell people that, and they would just shake their head when I said 100,000-mile change interval. And they would say, you're unreasonable doing that. You're going to tear up your engine. And I said, do you want to see my oil analysis report? And we're going to talk about these things also. But we have such outstanding products. And all AMSOIL products are they're made for extended use, and you know it's just almost a no-brainer. So tell us a little bit about bypass filtration and why that's important to a trucker.
Okay, could we cover the product overview real quick, and then we'll move on to bypass, and if that's all right.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I wanted to touch on also, my largest fleet is 14 trucks. And that's, like I said, that's kind of, you know, most all of the customers I have are smaller than that. But he is a very, very loyal customer. I've been with him, I think this is our fifth year in our program. And I'll kind of do a quick recap at the end of that fleet. But one thing I want to point out here when he was talking about operating on pennies, you know, the profit margin, he showed me at the end of last year, and he keeps really good fuel records on his trucks. With AMSOIL, he's running AME, which we'll talk about products here in just a minute. Bypass filtration, he's on 100,000-mile oil change interval also. with oil analysis, and we'll get into that further as we go. But he saved 0.3% across the fleet in fuel. And that number was staggering. I mean, it was huge on a truck that he's putting 100,000 miles a year on each one of his trucks. And I can't quote the number now, but it was just the fuel savings. This was, you know, you think 0.3%. Oh, my goodness, it was huge. So you couldn't get him off AM's oil if you – I mean, there's nothing you could do. He's so loyal now. So moving on to – we have this market covered as far as the products. Anybody's not familiar in this – you know, working in this side of the business as far as working with these fleets, and this could be, you know, mid-sized trucks too, you know, small, like – I've got several, you know, plumbing contractors and pest control companies and stuff. So those are fleets also, but I know tonight we're talking mainly over-the-road truck or regional truck service. But we have that market as far as, you know, the big number to remember in diesel trucks is 2007. And that is when the EPA got involved, changed the emissions control systems, added a bunch of componentry to the trucks to where we had to go to a CJ4 emissions-rated oil. So just remember, when you're working with a truck fleet or anybody, even one truck, it's critical to know how old that truck is. 2007, post-2007, has to have CJ4. Pre-2007, you can still use a product like AME or old standby 15W40. It's been around for eons, I think, and it's just a proven performer. But that's something you don't want to make a mistake with if you're working in this market. Just be sure if, you know what the truck year is. We have the AME, the 15W40, and that was something else real quick while we're on oil. The trend in Europe, for those of us that follow the market, is they're going to 30, and some of the trucks now over there are starting to experiment with 20-weight diesel oils in these heavy-duty engines. And I kind of posed that question to Mark Nyholm, and like Mark said, it'll be years before that trend takes over here. Some of the larger, more progressive fleets are experimenting now with 30-weight oils. But there's a lot of hesitancy. Even on AMSO, like the HDD, the old 5W30 that we still have, it's been around a long time. I've got some fleets that run that. So the protection's there with the AMSO product. You just can't get by the stigma that most all of us were raised that a heavy-duty diesel had to have a 15W40. So 40-weight oils are going to be around for years and years to come. So with us, we have the AME 15W40 for 2007 and older, 2007 and newer. We have DME, which is 15W40, and DEO, which is it's a little bit better fuel efficiency. It was a 5W40, better startability in the winter. And it does, AMSOIL's testing shows a slightly better across-the-board, you know, fuel mileage improvement with that. And then we also... You know, I'm guilty sometimes forgetting about our OE products, the OED 15W40. It's a CJ4 rated oil, and it's for normal drain intervals, which while I was waiting on the call here tonight, I jumped on, and a lot of the OEMs, Navistar, even though they've had some real issues with their engines, Volvo, Cummins now, they're pushing their OEM drain interval out for an over-the-road truck between some of them up to 40,000 miles now on conventional oil. So the OE product, just keep that in mind too. It's a CJ4, you know, post-emission oil. Let's see, we'll move on in a big truck or in a Class 8 truck. Some things I like to lead off with before I do on engine oil is we have one of the best, if not the best, 50-weight transmission oil. That's what is, for those not familiar, trucks, the manual transmissions and the auto shifts, pretty much called for a 50-weight trans oil. And our product at FTF is just phenomenal. I get such good reviews back from that, and it's just it's amazing fluid. And the guys can tell a difference. For the people that drive, it shifts better, the transmission's quieter, it runs cooler. Of course, the differential oil, most everything's went to a 75W90 instead of the heavier weight oil. Some still run a 140, but we have the FGR, which is our 7590 long life gear oil. You know, you have the bearings on the trailers and on the steer axle on the tractor take oil or semi-fluid grease. We have the product for those. And it's amazing. A lot of people kind of forget about the hubs, but any slight amount of rolling resistance you can cut out by using like our gear lubes or hub oil, everything totaled up can make a difference on their bottom line as far as fuel efficiency. So we have fifth wheel grease, our FWG, that to keep the fifth wheel lubricated. And I don't sell a lot of fuel additives to over-the-road trucks. It's just kind of difficult for them to carry them with them and stuff. But we have just bar none, the best fuel additives on the planet. We have the ADF or Summer Operation Diesel Injector Clean. And then we have the winter version of that. You know, we have Cold Flow, the ACF, and the best winter emergency product there is. I've never seen anything that works like our DRC to get a diesel going again, the fuel's gelled in. And, you know, it's just, and we have our GPTR chassis grease, just phenomenal. Stays in the steer axle and the kingpins and stuff and doesn't pound out. And we have a very good line of extended life, the EAHD full flow filters. And we have the ancillary products like the MP and the heavy duty MP. There's different places, hinges and stuff on trailers, on the tractor, you know. And then one thing for the guys, a product that I actually move quite a bit of, and I think many people forget about, our Miracle Wash. There's nothing better just to do if a vehicle or a truck's not real dirty, just to do a quick show shine on it with that Miracle Wash. That is just a tremendous product. So, but we've got the products for this market. Go ahead.
You were talking about the diesel injector fuel additive. That was one thing that I did faithfully with my truck. Every time I stopped and fueled, I put in an injector clean. And that's the thing. Diesel quality varies so much over our country. When you get in one place, it's really, really good. You get in another place, it is not nearly so good. And so a good quality diesel injector clean additive is just almost a must nowadays. I carried it with me. I wouldn't leave the house without a big supply so that I would have enough to add as I went down the road. So that's an important product to me.
Oh, I just struggle with getting the fleets I have to carry it with them. That's the only issue. They love the product. The trucks that are regional where they come back in and fuel out of their own tank every night, they actually treat their bulk tanks with it. But I still struggle with a way to get the trucks that are out, you know, regional haul, you know, out, you know, for a week at a time to take it with them. But that's just probably my issue. But our products are second to none on our fuel additives. They're just amazing.
Well, we touched on bypass filtration a while ago, but talk more about this because I ran it on my truck and I know the value of it, but go ahead and talk about it.
Yeah, these next two things to finish out tonight are the bypass, and then I know we have it in two separate questions, but the oil analysis is such a key part of this equation. So we'll cover anybody that's been to truck shows or does the truck shows that's listening tonight knows the AMS oil for this market is the BMK30. That's the 1 gallon. It's got an EABP 120 filter element. That's a really robust, ruggedly built. It's easy to install. It doesn't take up a lot of room. Bar none, it's the easiest filter to service on the market. Probably the easiest to install and the easiest to service. Some of the competitors out there, if you jump on the internet, you'll see, you know, there's Clean Oil, there's Gulf Coast, which Gulf Coast has got a big name. Those are the messiest and most expensive filters, not only to buy initially, but they're so messy and costly to maintain. Some of those only have like a 10,000 to 20,000 mile service interval on them. So, and like I said, they're a mess because you have to take an element out of the canister. You know, Lube Refiner makes one. There's a number of them out there, but ours is simple. It's less than $200 complete. I mean, unless you have to do something special with hose, you know, routing and stuff. There's some unique applications, but as a rule of thumb, you know, commercial cost will be under $200 or right at. You can install your oil petcock or your port to take your oil samples right at that filter housing, which makes pulling samples just a simple process. But just in a nutshell, to go over what a bypass filter does, for those that may not know or are not familiar with them, it's an add-on filter that doesn't disrupt the full flow filter on the engine at all. So you're not, I run into people even at truck shows that don't understand that even if something happened to this filter, like if it plugged up, it is truly what the name says. It is a bypass filter. It's not going to hurt the oil flow to the engine. The full flow filter still filters, you know, does the primary job of filtering. But then you just are basically, for lack of better terms, you're siphoning off a percentage of that oil each time it circulates through the engine that's going through this filter. And it is a very small micron filter, very fine. We'll take out particles down to 1 to 2 micron range. Where a conventional full-flow filter is in the 20 to 25, there might be a few in the 15, but very rare. So most all your engine wear is, and this is proven, you can, you know, read on the internet or talk to anybody that's been in the, you know, in this business or working on engines. The wear is done by those fine soot particles that start to connect together. And they're carbon, they eat the, you know, the bearings, they cause, those tiny particles are what's doing the damage. It's not the big, so to speak, chunks that's floating around in there. So this filter takes care of those small, minute soot particles, other contaminants in the oil. And I know some people think I'm nuts, but you can actually even visually see a difference in the oil after it's been ran with a bypass filter on. It'll have more of a sheen to it. I don't know how that, Mark couldn't explain that to me either, but the oil will still turn dark. It doesn't keep it, you know, from doing that because the oil's doing its job when it turns dark. It's, you know, it's suspending the contaminants. But a bypass filter can increase the life of your engine, you know, immensely and definitely extend your oil drain intervals. And it adds, you know, the other thing, it adds a gallon of oil. So if your engine, let's say, you know, holds 10 gallons, now it holds 11. So anytime you can get more oil capacity, the oil runs cooler. It's a win-win. And it's so economical to install. And with ours, it's good for, go ahead.
Just as in our other lines of AMSOIL oil filters, Clean Oil is the life of the engine. And anytime we can, you know, you look at some of the other competitors' boxes, if you go to Walmart or some of these other places and you try to find a micron rating on theirs, you cannot find it. But on every AMSOIL box, it says 98.7% efficiency to 20 microns. And the life of any engine is in Clean Oil. And then when we can get this down to 2 microns, it's just amazing. That's how we get the extended usage. And, you know, if it's not wore out, don't change it.
Yeah. So, well, we'll just kind of move on then, because this ties right into oil analysis. And, you know, one of the first, I remember Mr. Amatuzio's such a joy. I mean, I couldn't believe the first time I went to AU, and actually I asked David, I think, I said, can I actually go talk to him? And he said, oh, yeah, he went, you know, and he shook my hand, and we had a good visit. And he talked about how he, with, you know, being in the air in the military and came up with the idea of synthetic oil for automotive use. And he's, you know, he told me then, I remember that like it was yesterday, the oil, synthetic oil, especially AMSOIL, does not wear out if you can keep it clean. So that is the, you know, that ties right with the bypass filter. And, you know, this AMSOIL bypass system has been around for a long time. I'm amazed. You go back years, some of the older dealers, these systems, you know, they were the old dual guard with, didn't have the big BMK-30 yet, but, you know, they've been around a long time. They've been in this business. They know what they're doing. And keeping that oil clean is, like you said, Gary, that's the lifeblood of that engine. So with a bypass, and if you're going to consider, you know, extended drain intervals, which I'm sure you are if you're going to the trouble of installing a bypass filter, not always, but often, you'll want to be on a strict oil analysis program. And this one fleet, Dutch Farms, that I was talking about earlier with the 14 trucks, we put the bypass, the little push-button sample port on each one of the trucks when we installed the bypass filters. And his shop foreman, Heather, is just amazing. She runs a tight ship. Those trucks are on a strict 25,000-mile sample interval. So, and she's got it set up on her computer to where it flags, you know, when the truck's getting to that point. And when it comes through, she pulls a sample. It's so easy. She can just run out. The truck's sitting there idling. You just take the little cap off of that, push the button, fill your bottle, and the truck's back on the road. And then she sends the samples off to Oil Analyzer's lab. And the turnaround time's phenomenal. She'll usually get results back in a couple of days. So she keeps a really good eye on those trucks. I have the copies of the report sent to me, and I recommend that for those of us that run a, you know, work in this business or in this side of the business. So you can monitor those reports and help them keep an eye on things also. Heather's really caught on fast. She's taken some of the online training courses that Oil Analyzers offers. It's an amazing tool, not only to tell when to change your oil. I mean, we're making 100,000-mile drain intervals there without any issues. Actually, some of the trucks would scare you now, but some of them are in the 300,000 range right now without an oil change, just with filters. And that's his choice. We've talked this through, the fleet owner. And it's just amazing, you know, and the ad oil is not excessive at all. They're on AME, and they're Detroit Series 60s. That's because his mechanic's trained on those, so that's what they run. And they'll use a gallon of, they'll have to put in a gallon of ad oil about every 15,000 miles. So he's ecstatic about it. That's not oil consumption on a big engine like that. I mean, it's amazing. And but through oil analysis, that gives him his, you know, that comfort. He knows he's not, you know, I don't ever recommend doing any of these extended intervals with blindly. I mean, but if you monitor that oil like you did on your truck too, Gary, you can make that 100,000-mile mark with no issues. So it's, I see it every day in the reports that come through, and our products just are amazing. You know,
well, the thing about oil analysis also is that it's just like going to the doctor yourself and getting a blood workup, in that you can learn so much from what's going on inside that engine. I mean, even to the point, and I have to admit that I did my oil analysis much more frequently. I did mine on a 10 the 15,000-mile interval.
Sure.
But just by looking, you can tell if you've got a bad air filter by the silicone that comes up. You can tell if you've got an antifreeze leak. It's just amazing just by looking at the little subtle changes that show up. And if there's an antifreeze leak and you don't catch it, you're going to buy an engine. And so it just saves so many fleets, so many dollars. And it's just, it tells wear metals, it tells soot levels, it tells if you've got diesel getting past your rings. It's just, and the cost of an oil analysis is like $30, and that sure beats the heck out of $350 for an oil change.
Oh, and like you said, in this fleet alone, just in the 14 trucks, he had an oil cooler go bad. It was starting to put pretty high levels of antifreeze, but it wasn't a high enough level that you could see it. If you pulled the stick out, you couldn't see it yet. But it was like at the, you know, it was a pretty high level, parts per million-wise. Pulled that engine in, they did a pressure check on that cooler, and it had a leak in it, so it would have failed. And it, like you said, he's been buying an engine. So not only does that help in extending your oil drain interval, it just helps you. It's a tool. I mean, it's like you just said, it catches so many things that before it can turn into a catastrophe, it really does. So, and the cost, you know, you can't go wrong. Like you said, it's even with the new increase, as I'm sure everyone saw, it's $27 for a UPS prepaid kit commercial cost. So, I mean, oh, goodness. So, pretty much a no-brainer. So, well, that's pretty much all I had, Gary. I hope I haven't bored everybody, or we haven't, but this is a really good market to work in, and I just suggest if you haven't worked in it before, for those of you that's not been around, this is learn about it before you, you know, it's like any lawn care, any business that you go to, try to do your research and learn what they do. Don't try to pretend like you really know what they do, but I mean, at least have a background in the type of equipment, what they're concerned about, and you'll be fine. This is an excellent market to be in. Thank you very much.
Well, as you can tell, this is a great call, everyone. And, you know, if you're going to work in this market, it's good to educate yourself. I think some of the tools are mentioned on the call tonight. As far as working from the back of the truck, don't chase smokestacks, work with smaller fleets, build relationships. Some of those relationships there can really turn into great long-term customers, which is great for the stability of your AMSOIL business. So I hope you enjoyed it. With that, everybody, don't forget, if you have questions on or comments, please leave a comment on the episode. Go to the website, www.lube-direct.com, and click on the dealer training link there. Remember, this is a great place. One of the things I would do if I was going to get into working with fleets and commercial accounts, I would seriously study some of the AMSOIL tools in the dealer zone, some of the brochures on trucking, as well as the fleet studies on fuel economy and bypass filtration and so forth. With that, I hope everybody has a great week, and get out there and make some AMSOIL happen. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Michael.
Thanks. Good
job. Thanks for calling. Thanks.